man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines.
Welcome, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks for joining us. I'm James Kelso, up here in North Dakota, broadcasting over the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Austin, Texas, to you, wherever you may be. And who is that radio host who said something to the ships at sea? Somebody might remember who that was. Anyway, to all you out there on ships at sea, or wherever you may be, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Another great 24 hours in the Trump era with the Trump phenomenon. Some of the news, I'll throw a few things on barbecue here for discussion. One is the Paul Manafort trial, which began last week and continued today in front of Judge T.S. Ellis in, I think, Alexandria, Virginia. I think Judge Ellis is a federal judge for the Eastern District of Virginia, something like that. There are two trials facing Paul Manafort. One is in front of a district of criminals judge who is an Obama appointee and a left-winger. And the other is in front of this great judge, T.S. Ellis, who showed how his greatness again today, as he was quite upset at the Robert Mueller witch hunt attack on Paul Manafort. And this, just to cut to the chase, folks, it was a great hearing a number of weeks ago in which T.S. Ellis addressed the Robert Mueller witch hunt team with these great words that will live forever in the halls of justice. Come on, man. Three words. Come on, man, he said to the Mueller witch hunters. And just to paraphrase what he said motions were being made to expand Mueller's witch hunt, and Ellis was having none of it. And then he said, again, I'm paraphrasing him, he said, you guys aren't going after Paul Manafort. You're not interested in him at all. You're going after Donald Trump, and your goal is to impeach him or something like that. And you're squeezing Paul Manafort with this trial in my court. And T.S. Ellis showed again today, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that abuse of the legal system. That sort of thing should not happen. That one person is dragged into court and a whole number of people, and you'll see how it worked today, threatened with obscenely overcharged crimes with obscenely recommended sentences. The whole point of it, as Alan Dershowitz has said, law professor at Harvard, not a Trump supporter, but a supporter of the Constitution and of law, fair application of law. Dershowitz says the goal is not only to get people to sing by squeezing them, threatening them, but to get them to compose, to make stuff up. That's what Mueller, that's what Robert Mueller, Beria Bob, I refer to Lavrenti Beria, Joe Stalin's KGB attack dog, who would torture people, do whatever he needed to do to get them to lie, to get people put into the Gulag archipelago. Anyway, Beria Bob Mueller was doing that again today in T.S. Ellis's court. T.S. Ellis had some fiery exchanges with the Mueller team, saying, get on with it. Come on, let's get to the heart of the matter. And what's occurring is that Paul Manafort, and we say hi to another Paul here. Paul Fromm just came in from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi. So you're just talking about the trial today.
Yes. And a Paul Manafort associate, this is how it works, folks. Rick Gates, who is an associate of Paul Manafort's, has been turned against Paul Manafort, getting on the witness stand to say, well, let's see, many years ago, we filed false tax claims, me and Paul Manafort, and we concealed income. You know, the sort of thing, folks, that goes on in probably half of all businesses in America. I mean, that's what the whole profession of tax accountant, that's what that person's job is to. Okay. Oh, okay. And, wow. Okay. Wow. That's part of the story I'm going to report. Hot news flash here, much more important to the Manafort story. So I'll go right to it now. Announcement to our audience. I just got this from the engineer. Republic Broadcasting Network's archive site is down right now and reported to be suspended. Now, this is the biggest story of the day. Alex Jones is just one. Looks like RBN now is at the receiving end of this. The Masters of the Universe, as Breitbart has dubbed them, are going in an all-out assault against Patriot websites, YouTube channels, anything on the internet that they can attack. They're attacking. They're taking it off the internet. And this is a huge, huge assault. And I like what Ezra Levant said. We talked about it in our show yesterday. Ezra Levant said, this is big. This is really big. There's only one man in the world who can stop it, and that's Donald Trump.
Is this an electronic attack, or have they simply stopped the service, do you know?
Oh, it's much worse than an electronic attack, because this is the owners of things like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, simply deleting accounts.
Oh, I see.
Just, disabling the account, making it no longer work, making all the material vanish. In the worst cases, I'm sure this is happening, they actually delete the information so that the owner of the information, or the person who put it up thinking he owned it, no longer has it. It's gone. This is, in fact, George Orwell's memory hole in operation.
In the real world.
Yeah. That the burning smell you smell, folks, is the smell of truth burning. That's what's going on.
I think what we have got to put out there and vow is that as times change, and they will change, that the people who've done this will be brought to justice. Breaking up these monopolies, lawsuits, whatever. But this outrageous attack on freedom of speech will be answered someday.
Well, that's Those are brave words, Paul. You know, I'll second them. But I don't think, you know, in our time frame, I think the battle that will be waged here is that, and this is why Ezra Levant said Donald Trump's the only man who can stop this. Well, it won't be solved. I don't think this is going to be sorted out on the basis of justice or on the basis of, you know, the good guys will, you know, prevail in some sort of a rational proceeding. I think this is a pure slugfest of power, raw power. And the masters of the universe, aptly so named by Breitbart, they are wielding raw power. They're doing it because they can.
Yeah.
And what's neat, I think the only Levant's got it right. It's going to have to be somebody else with raw, two-fisted power who will counter them. I don't think it's going to be any legal proceeding or some finding it with a, you know, that rare good judge like T.S. Ellis who's going to say, hey, this is wrong. You need to restore Alex Jones's websites and his YouTube channels, and you need to pay him damages. I don't think it's going to go that way. And here's how I think it'll go. I think if Donald Trump enters the lists here on these current goings-on, he will simply say to people like Zuckerberg, all right, I'll call your censorship of the right, and I'll double down. I'll double the bet. I'll take you apart. I will say, you know what? I think YouTube's a monopoly. I think I need to get my antitrust division in here. I think you guys over at Amazon, I think you're evading taxes with your no taxes set up in many states. I think you're abusing the U.S. postal system by using favorable postal rates that were not designed to build a mega corporation. They were designed to help mom and pop mail books through the mail and printed material to help freedom of speech. So I'm going to take you apart. You know, I'm going to double your postal rates. I'm going to break up your monopoly. No, it's just a raw exercise of, you know, countervailing power.
Well, I think you and I are saying the same thing. I'm not saying you and I are going to be able to do it. I said when times change, and it will take something like that from the top. But we're going to be there cheering on, and we're going to be there reminding, and not just us, many other people who've been abused over the, over the last number of decades by these monopolies. And I think it's important that that word get out there. You know, like ideas have to be put out there in the marketplace. And I'm sure you and I are not the only ones thinking like this, but that's important. And yes, there will have to be a power probably from the top, like Donald Trump.
Yes. And so let's go to some of these stories. By the way, you can call in, folks, at 800-313-9443. I see Tom in Florida and George in Texas already on the line. And we'll hold you, gentlemen, just while we develop a few stories here. We started with the Paul Manafort story. That is dwarfed now by this censorship story, which is now directly affecting RBN. This is the big story of the day. Let me go here to some of the other stuff we're looking at. Here's a Brent Bozell story. Censoring InfoWars, he says, is not just a slippery slope. It's a dangerous cliff. And here's what Brent Bozell says. A Media Research Center founder and president Brent Bozell warned Monday that censorship of InfoWars and Alex Jones, and now add RBN, signals that Silicon Valley is headed off a dangerous cliff, not just a slippery slope. The Facebook announced Monday morning, so today, that the technology behemoth has unpublished 4 InfoWars pages, a whole bunch of channels. Then hours later, YouTube deleted Jones's channel. So folks, talk about collusion. Look at all this coordination among the left wingers. He says, let's see here. We go down the story. conservatives are increasingly concerned that InfoWars is not the end point for those who want to ban speech. Well, you see it played out right here with RBN. It's just the beginning. We are rapidly approaching a point where censorship of opposing voices is the norm. That's dangerous, writes Brent Brazell. And now look at this. Look at how, now, folks, America now is in the murky waters of the Europeans, the Canadians, where the hate speech, rubbery language kicks in. The embattled Silicon Valley company, I guess this is, you know, which I don't know which one this is, whether it's Facebook or YouTube, says the InfoWars pages were removed after users complained that the news outlet published content that possessed, quote, dehumanizing language, unquote.
Oh, my God. There goes the First Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah. Dehumanizing language. So that means, folks, if you say anything other than yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, you're dehumanizing. That's, you know, that's it. Raise your hands in the air. You know, all you're allowed to say is yes, sir, no, sir. And, you know, get down on the ground. Put your hands behind your head and cross your feet. Yeah. Do not move. I will shoot. I mean, that's about what that amounts to.
Right.
And it says dehumanizing language to describe people who are transgender, Muslims, and immigrants, which violates our hate speech policies.
See, that term hate speech has been stretched so wide. It is absolutely, as you say, a nothing burger. Has no content. Hate speech doesn't tell you anything about what was said. It means that the person who makes that accusation hated that speech.
Yes, that's exactly it, folks. That's what hate speech is. It's speech that the other guy hates. That's all it is. And the target of your criticism, the target of your political activism, and by the way, you know, imagine this. How big is the Jones operation, InfoWars, and he has 2.4 million subscribers. 2.4 million. He's bigger than CNN. And just, you know, beep, you know, just a little burning smell as the whole thing goes into the incinerator in the memory hole. It's a little whiff of burnt information as the whole thing is taken into oblivion. This is 1984. I mean, that's exactly, I mean, it's just, you know, exactly what Orwell predicted. The commentators here says, you're next, whoever you are, you're next. Here's another one that jumped in all at the same time. Apple announced yesterday that they are deleting the Alex Jones Show, along with five other podcasts from iTunes, after a similar move by streaming giant Spotify. And then here's Apple's statement. Apple does not tolerate hate speech, and we have clear guidelines that creators and developers must follow to ensure we provide a safe environment for all of our users. Look at that logic there, Paul. The safe space, the safe environment. This is what's going on at the universities, where the left-wing students are saying, you're not going to believe this, folks, until you hear it. You got to watch a YouTube where this is going on. Safety, 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 safety. There'll be like, you know, 20, 30, 100 of these people breaking up, disrupting a conservative presentation with the incessant chant, safety. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit. Mixtures.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks, and we've got some new callers added in here with apologies to Tom and George. I'm going to go out of order and go to a new caller, Jesse in West Yellowstone. We'll get to you, Tom, and we'll get to you, George, but Jesse in West Yellowstone's up first, and then Ken in New York, then we'll get to Tom and George. Jesse in West Yellowstone, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jamie, how you doing, man? I'd just like to say I really enjoy your show. And thanks for standing up against the deep state and against all these brainwashed people who think that Trump is the enemy. I've been wanting to call you for a little bit. I met a very interesting person who just recently passed away. He worked for the CIA for quite some time, and he also ran Colonel Boat Wright's presidential campaign. I don't know if you remember Colonel Boat Wright.
Yes, I do. And by the way, okay. Thank you for your kind words.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you, because, you know, I think the end times are near, and we really need to get this message out people need to wake up to what's going on. Anyways, I just wanted to give you a little information about what I had gleaned from my friend. He basically told me that the Trump phenomenon, as you would call it, was put into place probably about 10 or 11 years ago by the good agents or the people that were trying to defend the Republic in the CIA. He said that's basically been a plan ongoing for about 11 years to try to save the Constitutional Republic. This is a man that was an understudy of Cleon Skousen, and I don't know if you are familiar with Cleon Skousen.
I met Cleon Skousen and his son Mark.
Okay. Very virtuous man, and I think he gained a lot of, insights or maybe special gifts from living in accordance with the divine director, the man upstairs, and probably the most virtuous person I ever met. He also, in his Mormon congregation, which he later dropped out of the Mormon church because it became too corrupt for him, but he also met a person, well, him and his wife, they moved into a new area, and they both fasted for 4 days, and they prayed as who they should become friends with. They both came up, after these 4 days, they both came up with the same names. They went to a church retreat and ended up meeting these people that they didn't even know, and come to find out, one of them was one of the head researchers at Area 51. The information that he told me about what they have in the private sector completely blew my mind. Anti-gravity machines. He said he's personally seen an item or an object that could fit in the palm of your hand that would supply energy. It would be an energy source for the whole world. And he kind of explained how it works, and it's a very technical very technical thing, which I don't really claim to understand that much, but I understand the theory of it. I just wanted to call and tell you that you're absolutely right on track. And also some of my friends, I have a friend that lives up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who had a vision, and he drew down his vision and he sent it to me, and it's a picture of Jesus behind Donald Trump. And it says, "I had a vision January 24th, 2016. So being an artist, I quickly sketched it and painted it. What it meant to me was that God put his blessing on Mr. Trump, and after January 24th, he took off like a rocket. Those who prayed for our country were answered." So I just want to thank you again, and you guys are doing a great job, and I'll get off the air and let some other callers call in. Thank you very much,
well,
Jamie.
Jesse,
appreciate it.
Jesse, thank you. You're definitely in God's country there in West Yellowstone, Montana. And thank you for all the kind words and the mention of W. Cleon Skousen, and I mentioned Mark, who's not his son, it's his nephew. But his son, Paul Skousen, is an author, and Joel Skousen, another nephew, is a survivalist and a writer. But yes,
right.
W. Cleon Skousen.
I've watched Joel Skousen's stuff on YouTube and really, really enjoyed it. I think he's really informed, and if anybody hasn't checked out Joel Skousen, I think he's got some briefing report on the end of the year that he does every year, and it's very informative, and you can find that on YouTube if you're interested.
Yeah, and the Willard Cleon Skousen, who was born in 1913, died in 2006, and both Paul and I are very familiar with W. Cleon Skousen as members of the John Birch Society, which Skousen was, and
And one more thing I forgot to mention, too. He was also saying, too, that Colonel Bogwright went up to Alaska to the HARP facility. And people were like, "Hey, what are you doing up here?" And he said, "Well, you know, I outrank you all, so you tell me what the hell's going on up here." And it's just exactly like these so-called conspiracy theorists say. It's weather control. They're exciting the particulates that are dumped out from the chemtrails, and I mean, we all kind of guessed it, but he kind of confirmed that that was what was going on.
Well, Jesse,
here's the
music. Thank you.
I'm going to get off and let you at it.
All right.
Thank you. Have
all
a
right,
good show.
Thanks. All right, we'll go to Ken right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
Back, folks, and hey. By way of thank you here to Jesse in West Yellowstone, Montana. Listen to this.
Sandy River set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I've got coming to me.
This is an older girl.
Keep your red times and your so-called social security. Big city, turn me loose and set me free.
That's a much older Merle.
Wow.
And I just found out something that I didn't know. Get this. The origin of that song. Merle was in a recording session in Nashville. He had just finished recording the album this song appears on. As he was getting on the bus, he's done now, he asked a lifelong friend, the driver, what he thought, and he said, I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Merle said, well, where would you rather be? He took out his pen and his tablet, and the driver said, somewhere in the middle of Montana. Merle ran back into the studio and said, hold up, boys, we got one more song. An hour later, they were done. He gave the bus driver, his friend, songwriting credit for Big City. And the bus driver later told Merle, before he died, that he had made $400,000 on that credit.
Wow. Boy, there really is. I know a woman whose son is in the music industry, and apparently that's really where the money is, songwriting. I didn't realize that, but well, you learn something every day, don't you?
So anyway, let's go to Ken in New York. Hi, Ken.
Hi, James. Hi, Paul. A little earlier today, I heard on Mike Rivera's show, did you hear the comment that he reports that Daryl Issa from California said that if these companies are going to start to act in a political fashion, I'm just paraphrasing, he said, maybe they need to be regulated.
Yeah, you know, that's great. I mean, and that's the type of thing we were talking about a bit earlier, that you know, they have to be brought under control. You know, if they're not going to behave in the spirit of free speech, and of course they're not, they may have to be made to. You know, that I'm not a big fan of government power, but you know, these monopolies are just out of bloody control.
Yeah, and Ken, to add my thought to that, the Ezra Levant story that I'm referring to, I can't remember, Levant is being quoted by someone else. It might be Laura Ingraham, it might be Tucker Carlson. Someone else wrote a great column, and this refers back to the mechanism whereby these companies may have to be regulated. And it goes to this, the telephone and telephony. There was a point many decades ago when this question came up as regards the phone companies. Is the phone company, do they have the power to turn off your phone because they don't like what you're saying on your phone? This was put before the Federal Communications Commission and before the Supreme Court, and both the FCC and the Supreme Court said, no, it's a question of free speech. The company cannot alter, change, withhold your service. They have to treat everybody the same because their service, which is a commercial service, yeah, they do own the phone lines. Yeah, they you know, it's a contract with you. But it's so transcendently important, partly because they have somewhat of a monopoly. There aren't 100 phone companies with wires into your home, that they are obligated to not supervise your conversation. Well, on the same basis, those of us who advocate on that same logic, we say that the internet is the same kind of a public service and the same kind of a near or real monopoly, and that they're transcendently important. Our access to the internet trumps any argument about, well, private ownership or, you know, company privacy and so on, or contract law. All of that is trumped by the super important question of our ability to speak. That is, the internet and being able to speak on the internet is like, well, be like somebody trying to regulate oxygen in the atmosphere. We depend upon it. Nobody can say they own the oxygen and then withhold it from us.
Crazy person, yeah. Who and relatively high up, who did advocate somehow privatizing oxygen, so people, or air, so people had to pay for it. And fortunately, I hope that that's in the realm of the insane. But just like the telephone today, but certainly in the past, has been a vital service that everybody needs and should have access to. Similarly, the internet, and I think we should be putting these ideas out there. Because these people have to be brought to heel.
Yes, and Donald Trump.
If I
go ahead, Ken.
if I could comment further, I brought this up on John's show once quite a while ago. I'm trying to think, how would a company rationalize sticking it to itself? And then, for example, let's say Facebook does what they did and now their stock dropped 24%. I can't see anybody running a company rationally do something like this unless they were being compensated for it somewhere else.
Well, Ken, here's a comment here. Paul can back this up. For far left wingers, commercial sense, using that verb again, trumping, is for all left wingers, even their own money, even their own income, is trumped by their fanatical devotion to their left wing cult. So Hollywood movie makers, have demonstrated this, you know, over and over again. The example, Alex Jones, 2.4 million subscribers. YouTube was making boku bucks on Alex Jones. He was bringing them a lot of eyeballs, and they were, you know, monetizing that with their ads, only a small portion of which Jones would get anything, or if he did get anything. But the Hollywood directors and producers, especially the producers, they turned down great movies over and over again. They killed great movie ideas that would have been big hits with the American public because they were right wing. On the other hand, that's good. I sound like my six-year-old. billions of dollars. Yeah, but hang on, Ken. But they threw billions of dollars into horrible movies that lost billions of dollars. But for them, it was worth it because their ideology trumps their bank account. Don't you agree, Paul?
Yeah, sometimes that's true.
That's what I was going to get to. I think they do, but they always like to do it with somebody else's money. I don't think they really want to do it with their own, to find somebody else to pay for it.
One of the good I follow the stock market fairly closely, and one of the good things is this past week, Facebook took a huge hit. Their most recently quarterly earnings were not what the market had expected. And the market is really put out with Facebook for the way it's been managed, and it lost something like $119 billion in value this past week, and I can only say I hope it continues to crash.
Yes.
One more little thought, and then I promise I'll leave. I would like you to know what they're obsessing about over in Suffolk County, Long Island today. I read a newspaper article that some legislator is obsessing, county legislator is obsessing over plastic straws. Meanwhile, they're dumping tons of aluminum on us. That's it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a funny one, Ken. Thank you very much. Appreciate your calls. Keep them coming. Keep them coming, friend. Let's go to our patient waiting, George in Texas and Tom in Florida. Let's start with you, Tom in Florida. You're on the air.
Good evening, James and Paul. How you guys doing? Yeah, James, that's a big story you're saying about RBN and InfoWars. But I'll tell you, I got other stories that are pretty big too, James.
By the way, Tom, let me give you an update. The engineer just messaged me that the RBN archives are not suspended, as far as they know. That there's a technical reason that they are down. So the RBN archives, which includes this show, should be back up shortly.
Oh, praise Allah. Praise somebody.
Yeah.
Good news. Okay, James, listen, here's the story that's going on. You have 66 shootings in Chicago over the weekend. 15 are murdered. That's going on in all the cities. These cities, the Dema rats have destroyed these cities over the last 65 years.
Tom, of course, mentioned to the audience, of course, that in Chicago, it's impossible to get a handgun. Strictest gun control in America.
But James, here's a story I want you to talk about with all your audience. It's a big story, James. You have that freaking Feinstein, Diane Feinstein, who's a chauffeur, was a spy for China. That should be on every damn news network for 24 hours. Nothing else should be said. You got Feinstein, who's chauffeur, and the FBI knew this guy was a spy for over, what, 15 years. They knew this guy was a spy for China. He's driving her around in the car. Who knows what she's spelling, like Wiener with Hillary. And that should be the main story on CNN, Fox News, and every other major outlet talking about this for 24 hours, how this guy, the cop.
Not a whisper. She's, not a whisper. And I guarantee you that chauffeur was packing. Guys. Yeah, and I'll guarantee that chauffeur was packing for that entire time.
You better believe it. And they knew about it, James. You talk about a conspiracy with Goldfinger, George Soros. You ever see the James Bond movie Goldfinger? That's Goldfinger, this guy Soros with all his cronies. It's the most unbelievable crap I've ever seen. The Hungarian government wants to arrest the guy, but I don't know what's going on with that. But here's another thing, James.
Oh, and by the way, Tom, you raised another interesting point, which is this. For the left, you know, folks, we're fighting something that is a cult. It is a these people are fanatical, and their willingness to, they'll give up all their money for this. An example is George Soros. He's spending billions of dollars to defeat you, to destroy you. It looks as if his fundamental motive is not to make money. His motive is to kill your civilization. That's much more important to him than making money.
Well, James,
look at
you're
right. Yeah, but hang on. Let me give some other examples. Bill Gates, who was the richest man in the world. Now he's been passed by Jeff Bezos. But Bill Gates, he and what's his wife's name? Bill and
Melinda.
Bill and Melinda. They are spending billions of dollars on their crazy ideas, and they're. First and foremost, for them, is they want to, just donate this money that they've collected from you for your Microsoft products. They want to donate it to Africa, and yeah. the result is they're booming the African birth rate. They're chopping the mortality rate down, and they're just causing the population of Africa to soar. Which, at the end of the day, doesn't help the Africans. But these left-wingers like Bill Gates, like my sixth cousin Warren Buffett in Omaha, same thing. Buffett and Gates have put out something, I forget the formal name, but it's a pledge that they're circulating among their fellow left-wing billionaires to donate one half of all their money, at least one half of all their money, to give it away to crazy left-wing causes before they die. So
yes, James,
it's
that's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, James. Well, the father, Bill Gates, is the biggest donor of them. I don't know if you guys saw a story about him about 5 years ago, where the father, Bill Gates, he donated out of his own account, he gave over $10 billion. I think the son, Bill Gates, matched him. The father, Bill Gates. I remember seeing a story on that. The father showed the father in Africa. He's an old gentleman. Of course, I guess he's way in his 80s now. He was the one that was donating all this money. I was saying to myself, well, if you're going to give Africa $10 billion, why can't you give the white children in the United States who are starving $10 billion in Appalachia and all that? You know, help this country out. But anyway, James, that's here or there. Paul knows what's going on in South Africa. The South African government's already come out saying they're going to wipe all the whites out over there as quick as they can. So that's another issue that should be really brought up in the media. You never hear a peep out of them on the stinking media about that, what's going on in South Africa. The whites over there who built the damn place, and now they're going to be booted out. You know what? They all should come right here. You know what? I say bring them all to South Florida. Here, matter of fact, they wouldn't like that. Let's take them over to Minnesota. Let's put them next to the Somalis. This is crazy what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but now, and keep in mind, I don't mean to be a nitpicker here, but the South African white population who go back in South Africa every bit as far as we do in America or Paul's people do in Canada, they go back 400 years. This is their native land. They have no intention of leaving. They don't want a place where to which they can flee. And there are 4 million of them. That's a lot of people. The entire population of the American colonies at the time of our independence was less than 4 million. So
James,
4 million is a lot.
As liberal as Europe is, James, they'll allow them to get wiped out. The Europeans, the Germans, the English, they're a bunch of pansies. They turned those European countries into a bunch of pansies. Look at France, James. Who's kidding who here? Now, look, the real thing is going on.
Well,
here.
But now hang on, Tom. Also, Tom, hang on. We had as a guest on our show here, Simon Roach, who is one of the principals of the Zeitlanders, a civil defense organization under the Geneva Conventions in South Africa. They have no intention of going anywhere, and they have quite a plan to defend themselves if the genocide against the white people of South Africa continues further. And so this, I think what would happen if you combine the Zeitlanders and men like Simon Roach with Donald Trump, and the Zeitlanders plan has to kick into effect, Donald Trump will ride, he will ride to the rescue, I believe, very, very strongly. So I don't think it's a question of, well, let's see, can all 4 million white South Africans be moved to Australia, America, or, you know, Russia or Hungary?
James, one more thought I got to tell you.
Hang on. We'll save it for after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's
has been cursed. There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, we're back, folks, in our last segment. Let's see, we're hanging. We've got George hanging. Tom, let me just let you go. Keep your next idea for tomorrow's show or the next day. Thanks, as always, Tom, for calling in. But let's let George get a chance to get in here. He's been waiting. George, are you out there?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
What's up,
buddy? Can
you hear me? Yeah, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Sure.
Hello? What I have to say is, all this whole censorship thing is, blame it on our long-term colluding with the Chinese, first by giving away our naval station, the Panama Canal, and with Apple giving the keys to the Internet over to them, wanting this Chinese-style censorship.
Well, yes. And this is, this is really, folks, it can't be overstated how big this story is. If we lose, we got two fronts here. Paul, you've, correctly focused your career on two things, immigration and free speech.
That's right.
That's it, folks. Those are the two big dogs. And it, of course, they're totally connected to each other. If we lose free speech, we can't fight the immigration. If we lose the immigration, they'll take away our free speech, the flood of immigrants. So the two things go together. And what we're talking about here is these companies taking away our free speech based on the fact that we are offending people we're being disrespectful of people. And so, they're the First Amendment and the legal standards. They just go swirling down the drain if companies can just say, well, you're not being respectful of you made fun of transgender people. You're gone. Bye-bye. We're taking all your – pulling the plug. All your stuff's gone. Oh, if that's the standard, look out. And, the sad thing is, I wish – some of these people who own the media, like Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, and, the guy who created PayPal, Elon Musk, and this guy Zuckerberg – they actually had very simple ideas to begin with, and they made billions of dollars on their simple ideas. They weren't really geniuses, or they weren't Isaac Newtons or Galileos. They weren't that brilliant, but they were persistent with a simple idea that made a lot of money. I wish some of these guys had been right wingers. It could have been. And by the way, speaking of that, one of the stories that's out there right now is that the Koch brothers, who are very, very wealthy, billions of dollars, they're not on the right. These people, the Koch brothers, are at every turn opposing Trump, opposing us. We'll talk more about the Koch brothers, the fake conservatives, and their billions of dollars. We're out of time, George. I apologize. I ran us right into the clock. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.